Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
And here it is, the number one spot on Triple M NRL's Best Call Countdown for 2019. Liam Flanagan here from the Rush Hour with MG. It has been my pleasure to share this journey with you. From individual efforts to team performances, the opening of a state, this list has had it all. But now it is time to award a champion for all the commentary we've done this year. And of course, it had to be State of Origin, Game 3, ANZ Stadium. Your call team is the best in the business. Dan Ganane, Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler, MG, and of course Ben Dobbin on the sideline. The series is tied one apiece. We pick up the action in the 59th minute as Damien Cook is about to give New South Wales what we think is an unassailable 20-8 lead. Little did we know the events that still lay ahead of us in those final 21 minutes. You don't need me to tell you about it. Just listen.
They are running on a treadmill, Queensland.
They've given it all. The stills are on their guts out, but...
And right the mighty Queenslanders off, Dan.
Here's Fifita. It would take something. They're only down by six. But the Blues have gone up a gear and Queensland struggling to go with them. Now here's Mbai drop down.
They need the refs again.
Glasby gets it to Hunt. Hunt and to Norman. Norman now skips across field and is brought down. I will point out New South Wales got 7 penalties to 5 in that first half.
Thank you.
Here's Hunt. Always got your back, Dell. Here's Cherry Evans away to Lowe. Oh, Lowe almost has the ball ripped out of his hands by White as Lowe goes to ground.
They've upped the ante, the Blues.
They certainly have, MG.
Play back now to Hunt. Gets it on to Maguire. And Maguire runs into Clemmer. And another defender, Murray, down low. 9 short of halfway. Last tackle, Norman. He kicks long and down the middle.
Uh-oh.
Oh, taken by Malayo by Tedesco. Runs over his 20. Gives early ball here to Adokar. But Adokar is wrapped up nicely by the defence. And Chambers involved in the tackle. Blues 14-8. It was 8-all at halftime on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. We still have 21 minutes to go. It's about to be played now by White. Ball is thrown from dummy half to Ferguson. And he carries it almost all the way to the halfway line before he stopped. Now Clemmer's got them backpedaling again. He's finally put on his side by Fifita. 4 gone. Played the Cook. No, Marcus.
Go.
Down the middle he goes. Into the backfield. Cook. He's going to go. Goodbye. Damien Cook on his own. New South Wales. Their third try on the trot. And now they lead 18-8.
Oh, what a play there by the dummy half, Damien Cook. He went through, he looked like he was trying to get some support up on his outside, but it was only Jake Dvojevic and he couldn't stay with him, so he decided just to take Munster on by himself and had about 5 metres to plan what he was going to do and went in and away and in and away again as we go to the courtside replay. Some lazy marker play there from Fifita, who was fatigued, but then just the speed of Cook and the evasiveness. I don't know, the evasiveness?
Yeah.
It was quite incredible. What an athlete.
I think it was Papali there, the 8 defender. He took him to school there. Mate, really nice speed. Hey, that's sorry, you're right. Defender and Papali. But Damien Cook, mate, in, out, away. Just, mate, if you're playing Oztag, you'll be lucky to get a tag on him there. Mate, really great agility there from that man, Cook. And Queensland, they're under the pump now.
Well, you said it earlier, Gertz, about the referee helping the Queenslanders in the first half due to the penalties. There's only been one blown in the second half. And all of a sudden, the Blues look a lot stronger and fitter and fitter than the Queenslanders, who are out on their feet with 20 minutes to go.
I think it was going to be, like, I think that's where in game two, it was about the attrition and it was about a big outside back carrying the football and getting everyone involved. And I don't think the penalties, you know, even though it was New South Wales' favourite in the first half, it was the fact that the game was stop-start and neither side could find the rhythm, and I just thought that helped Queensland. But in the second half, the referees have put their whistles in their pocket and allowed both sides to find their rhythm, and New South Wales are prospering at the moment.
It's almost like Kerry Packers picked up the phone and said, hey, no more penalties.
From above.
From the bunker.
So, what a reference. Here's my lady next to the post. made you think of him?
Oh, I just seen his cricket days when he used to dictate so much.
Oh, I'll tell you what, the mood's changed in this box all of a sudden.
Goal is good. I tried to help you, Dill. 20 points to 8, the Blues over the Maroons. Triple M rocking the Origin decider.
Every day is a good day if you're wearing Mongrel boots. Ultra comfort for the hardest of days and built to withstand any work condition. Designed and made in Australia so you know it's tough. Visit mongrelboots.com.au and have a good day.
He's changed the way the number nines play this game, Damien Cook. He just waited. He was quiet in the first half, looked for his opportunities, and he found it. A bad miss by Fafita at marker. Papali couldn't catch in. Try time. It's over, boys. I'm calling it now.
Yep, I'm with you.
What about this for a little stat here? That's his 12th run, only his 12th run this series, and he has 4 line breaks. So one out of every 3 runs, he makes a line break.
He's like a cobra. He just knows when to strike.
Oh, look it up, MV.
He is clamour.
Stop it, MV. That's enough.
Powering up to the top. Wendell, I fear you're going to have a very rough 19 minutes here. Here's Ferguson. He just drives it upfield where he's brought down.
At least my kidneys are going to get a breakdown. They've got a habit in the first half with short right hands from Wendell every time Queensland did something.
Here's Maloney, turns it inside the Graham, and he's met and put away. Played now to Cook. Goes to the right to Murray. All confusion, rushed up on him.
Oh. Murray, oh, he got through. He got away. He's Tedesco into the backfield. Tedesco looms up on the inside. Murray to Tedesco. No! Ball goes free. Picked up by Maloney. Play on. And Maloney taken down from behind, but they're butchered a try, the Blues. 15 away. Here's Cook. They've got a full set here. And to Pierce, to the left to Graham. Shows it inside. Gives it inside to White. But White chopped down by Lowe. 9 away. Left touchline. Thrown infield to Pierce. Takes the line on. And taken a metre away. Quick play the ball to Jake Jaboyevich. Oh, they're shot, Queensland. Maloney, a high kick. But Ferguson didn't know it was coming. And the ball bounces, touch in goal. Well, that, you can write a textbook on how to butcher a try in that set, New South Wales. But they still lead 20-8.
Yeah, the body language of Queensland isn't what it's supposed to be. If Kevin Wallace is watching on, even after getting a 7-tackle set, hands on the knees on nearly every Queensland at the moment.
Well, that play by Cameron Munster just keeps this game alive because it was a 2-on-1. Tedesco was under the post, his second try, and Munster had, well, he had nothing to lose, and he was able to time it perfectly. Murray just dug into the line just a little bit too far.
You see an error from Kafusi. Put it down.
But now Munster, what a play.
The Blues are going to scrum 28 metres out. Oh, they are threatening to run roughshod now.
What a run from Cameron Murray.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, straight over the top of the Corey Norman there. And
he's been very quiet second half, Corey Norman.
He has. So has the whole Queensland team. Come on, Queensland. Find something, boys. Give me how we roll.
20-8, the Blues. That scoreboard, thanks to the all-new Mitsubishi Triton. They say nothing can frighten a Triton. Ball about to be fed. Right side. Comes out to the left. Here's Ferguson powering up field, brought down 27 metres out. Still 17 minutes to go. Play back to Cook. Throws to the left to Maloney. Turns it inside to Graham. And Graham just probing, going down the left edge. Where he's met here by Josh Papali. And Queensland laying all over these tackles. Papali's, they know penalties aren't going to be blown in this second half. Papali hung on for a good 8 or 9 seconds.
That's criminal.
Just play it.
Now here's Clemmer getting up over the 10-metre line before he's put down. And now Queensland's still laying all over him. Well, why wouldn't you when you know there's not going to be a penalty? Now it comes to Maloney. Dummies and goes himself. Kafusi with an important tackle. 4 gone. Right side. 5 out. Play the corner. Throws to Jake Jaboyevich. On to Cook. Cook then gets it under Pierce. Pierce shakes off the rushing Chambers. Then underarms an offload to Tedesco. Tedesco stepping to the left. Stepping to the left again. And defence doesn't panic. That's excellent work there from Queensland's edge. Corey Norman in particular, along with Mbai. Last tackle. Here's Tom Trebojevic. Oh, he's passed to Maloney. He's dropped. Well, they're just keeping Queensland interested here.
Yep.
There's still 15 and a half to go, and it's only a 2-score game.
Well, there is a little pulse here for Queensland, but they've got to start creating something, applying a bit of pressure, firstly by completing this set and getting a good kick chase.
So now,
Queensland work it out with Fifita hitting it up. Queensland had a perfect completion rate in the first half. They are 5 for 10 in this second half.
That's basically a capitulation.
There's Oates, plays a 10 short of halfway. Here's Jerry Evans sitting across to his right, close to Munster. The man most likely for Queensland. He keeps it going for Chambers. Chambers then looked like he may have had a bobble as he went to ground. But ref said he held onto it 40 metres out. Played the Gagai, throws to Jerry Evans, on to Hunt. Hunt along the line to Norman, cut out pass to Mbai. Putting on some footwork, but runs straight in the corner. And Tomczyk, 30 metres out. Last comes to Norman. Goes the
that's a strange kick
towards the sideline, and it goes out on the floor.
That's a very strange kick. Wendell, what was he trying to do there?
I'm not sure why he was kicking down the short hand side. You have to come the open side and get someone to contest for it.
They're not running the defence. They're chancing their arm with the last. Instead of just giving the ball to Tedesco with no one on him, that's a dangerous play.
So the Blues are working out here with Tom Trbojevic, who's had a quiet game, but we still have 14 minutes left. Here's Cook. Goes left to Maloney. Takes the line on where he's meant to put down. Playing it back to Graham. Onto Clemmer. Up the middle he goes with a one-out run. They're inside Queensland territory now on tackle three. Ball played thrown on the run to Jake Trbojevic. Short pass to Murray, who is hungry to contribute. He's brought down, played to Cook. Inside pass to Tedesco. Down the middle he goes. Oh, he dummies. He then gets a pass to Pierce. Pierce on to Frizzell. Frizzell keeps it going to White. Two on two. White has the ball ripped out of his hands. Taken by Anno Carr, who grounds it over the line. Referee said it was a knock on. This will be an interesting Kotai replay because the Blues claim it was ripped out. 13 to go. New South Wales 20 to 8.
Yeah, and it was a lovely play again by Cook and Tedesco through the middle, really starting to carve Queensland up now with his weight of possession. Pearson gets it on the outside of Frizzell. Then it's just a one-on-one play with White and Chambers, and he comes in for a little bit of assistance there, Ethan Lowe, and Chambers just knocks the football out with his arm, and it looks like, and this is the play that we saw on the weekend, there was a try awarded to one of the players when it was raked out. And the try was awarded. You never know what you're going to get, Dan, on any weekend. It changes. And
it's a lottery.
At that time, we see the try disallowed.
Now, just to continue his woes, it looks like Wade Graham has done something to one of his hamstrings.
Let's go to Ben Dobbin.
Yeah, it's a hamstring injury. They're taping it up. He won't be back.
Okay, so that's a problem for Cronulla as well, as the Maroons hit it up. So we're 16 on 16 now. Although they're putting the glad wrap there on Graham, as if they want to keep him involved in this game. He gets treatment on the sideline. Munster gets it here for Queensland. Goes nowhere. Now Cherry Evans goes for a run down the middle. Slips a pass to his left here to Maguire. Maguire carries it within 10 of halfway. When was the last time Queensland had decent ball in New South Wales territory?
Been a while.
As Norman now punts it long. Taken on the full by Tedesco. And Tedesco hands it off to Ferguson, who goes down the middle. And is met 20 short of halfway. Triple M rocking the origin decider for Reiman for Mackers. As now he goes to Adokar down the middle. Wicket in the cricket. India 5 for 71 after 22.5. Chasing 240 against New Zealand. Now here's Clemmer. And Clemmer is stopped cold here. 10 short of halfway. Adokar cramping up in the background. As now the ball is played to Cook, throws to the right to Jake Trbojevic, tucks it under the arm.
He has been enormous this second half.
He's made something like 36 tackles as well. Here's Cook, throws to the right to Murray. What a lovely contribution he's made in his short step. And he gets it a late offload to his South teammate in Cook. And then Cook sends it long to the left to Cordner. Cordner wrapped up one-on-one by Cherry Evans. 5 out, last tackle, White. Throws to Maloney. Goes the end over end kick. It's a contest. Here comes Tom Trbojevic. Oh, but Munster up and above. Then gets a pass to Mbai. Throws to Oates. Runs down the left touchline. He tries to burn away from Murray. Murray grabs it quickly. And that stops the progress of Oates, who was then rounded up by Jake Trbojevic. 45 out.
Queensland.
Queensland.
Now it comes to the right here as Norman. The cherry Evans, he's almost through. Oh, just held onto by Cordner. A converted try makes it very interesting. Here it is now to Chambers. Throws it left to Norman. Norman away now to Hunt. Hunt skipping. Then keeps it going to Mbai. Mbai takes them on. And again, he ignores his winger as he's dragged down by Murray. Three gone. They're only 20 metres out here, Queensland. Here's Munster, skipping across to his right, throws a long pass to Chambers, and O'Carr slips. Oh, Chambers steps inside, but he can't get past Cook and also Whiten. Four gone. Queensland inside the 10. They swing it back to the left. Cherry Evans, a chip kick for the middle. Up they go. Amaro looked like he was pushed out of it.
Penalty.
It's a penalty in front here for Queensland.
Well, they might give him another penalty try.
No penalty try, no sin bin.
Every time a Queenslander falls over, they get awarded.
Whoa. Well, what are you saying about the refs, mate?
Now, hang on here. Time has been called off. Penalty. We've got a player down for the Blues.
Oh, mate. Cramps, man. Get off.
Yeah. A game shouldn't be stopped for cramps.
So, looking at a coach's eye replay, there's no doubt Frizzell bodied his opponent out of the way. And that is the second penalty all second half. So, Queensland tap and go. And here's Offahen Gowie. Gets to within a metre of the line. Blues 20, Queensland 8. Cherry Evans throws to the right. Papali stands in the tackle. Now he's finally knocked over near the right upright. Maroons hanging on grimly as Hunt, short pass to Papaya, back to Hunt, short pass to Cherry Evans, throws to Kafusi, flick pass to Cherry Evans, three on one, comes to Norman. Oh my goodness, Tom Dvojevic with a grass-cutting try saver. Played now to Hunt. He throws to the right to a flat-footed Maguire. Maguire just runs down the middle, bumps away from one. He gets there! He got there! Momentum dragged into the line! And the kick will be for next to the posts! He's
having a try. Converting this momentum that takes him to the end goal.
How did he get there? It's about to be a six-point game with 9 minutes left.
Oh, did he? No, he didn't promote that. Momentum got him there. Cook came over the top. Maloney was there. Maloney's helped. That's fine.
That's a try.
That's a try every day of the week, boys. Take your blue glasses.
Oh, there's a second effort there for mine.
No, not.
There's a second effort there for mine.
Queensland.
Momentum takes Josh Maguire into the end goal, where he grounds the ball. We have a decision.
These mighty Maroons are never, ever dead.
Well,
they have been blown out of the water in this second half, and yet here they are. They'll be within one score with 9 minutes to play in the Origin decider. How the hell are they still in this?
Well, Queensland have rallied. We saw on the back of Corey Oakes, but Josh Maguire, a little stutter step. He passes, he bumps off Maloney, and he goes, and he gets that momentum. It takes him over. There's no double movement there, boys. Josh Maguire, he deserves that four-pointer. He is a workhorse.
Yeah, I'll be disappointed that this left side defence for New South Wales, nothing on. Maguire just straightens up and says, well, I've got no runners here. There's no one in support. Let's see what I can come up with. Bumps away from Maloney, gets through Cordner's tackle. Murray comes across, gets there too late. Tedesco can't stop him. It's a great try for Maguire, a great reward for the hard work that he's done tonight, and it gets Queensland back within striking distance.
Lowe gets the kick. Think of all the tries New South Wales really have butchered in this second half. They should have blown this game away a long time ago. It's 20-40, 8 minutes left. And now you look at a Queensland side with match winners like Munster and Norman. And they're still in this. Ben Dobbin, sideline.
82,000 people here. I reckon there's about 5,000 Queenslanders. All the rest of them are Blues supporters. They're on their seat. You're right, Dan. New South Wales had every opportunity to ice this game. They haven't. It's a six-point ball game. And this is where Queensland will show.
82,565,000 fans here tonight.
Jeez. They could use Michael Morgan, couldn't they?
Oh, they could, the clutch man.
He's been KO'd. He's out. Wade Graham gone for the Blues, it seems. 16 on 16. As Josh Papali, the man who led from the front in the first stint, he hits it up first. And now Kafusi runs down the left edge.
Can the Blues close it out? It's been their problem in Origin for so long, as now here's Corey Oates powering up the left side with a good run. Crowd trying to lift the Blues.
Let's go. Come on.
Here's Hunt. Goes to Cherry Evans. Runs at the line. Then fires it out to Munster. Munster stops. The defence stops. Munster then changes direction back to the left. Then he gets a majestic underarm offload. Away to Hunt. Hunt's got space. Almost went through. Stopped on the halfway line. There is a hush over this ANZ Stadium. As now Norman on tackle five. Throws to the right to Cherry Evans. Throws a long pass to Chambers. Chambers has got space. Oh, great tackle by White. 30 away. Last tackle. What a tremendous set, though, for the Maroons. On the last. Norman to the air. It won't be a contest. Under it is Tedesco. Good chase by Munster, but he couldn't get there in time. And now the Blues, it's their turn to hang on. They're nine from their own line. Oh, Ferguson hits it up as Ben Hunt launched himself and didn't make contact. That could have been an enormous hit if he struck it sweet. But now Addo Carr goes up the middle on tackle three. All of a sudden, the Blues looking a little fatigued. Queensland, a fresh burst of energy as Clemmer hits it up here down the middle. And he's been on tackle four. Play to Cook. Goes to the left. To Cordner. Away to Maloney. Now comes to White. Shakes off Chambers, but not Cherry Evans. Last. Cordner. Away now to Maloney. Gives it everything he's got. But he kicks it straight to Gagai on the four. Who throws to the left to Munster. Munster skips across the 20. Great tackle by Frizzell around the waist. 20-14, New South Wales. 6 minutes to go in the decider. Now Gagai, he gets it one out. Just takes his medicine as he runs into Frizzell and also Jake Dromojevic. Here comes Corey Oates. He is wrapped up here by two defenders. 15 short of halfway. Now comes to Cherry Evans. Away to Norman. Norman sees a little gap in front of him. Takes off, but is wrapped up by Maloney. Way to Cherry Evans. Throws to Offahen Gowie. Down the middle he goes where he's been put down. That'll get Queensland to the end of the set here. There's Queensland 45 out. Comes to Cherry Evans. Goes to the air. Midfield bomb. Ferguson under it. Takes it well. And Mbai with the tackle with Kafusi. 5:10 to go. There's still time here for Queensland. They're down by six. As now Tom Trbojevic hitting and spinning but going nowhere as Maguire makes the tackle. Played to Pierce. Throws to Tedesco. Down the middle he goes. And now he's stopped here by Papali. Ethan Lowe there as well. Ball played to Cook. Throws to Finucane. And he is almost up to halfway where he is collected here by Offahen Gowie. Played to Cook. Throws to the right to Pierce. Flat-footed pass to Murray. And Murray is dropped down comfortably. 45 out. So we get to the last tackle here where Cook throws to the left to Maloney. He kick is charged down by Lowe. Lowe takes it. He's into the backfield. Maloney chases him down. Tackle made. But Queensland are only 30 away. What a chance. Cherry Evans throws to the open left to Chambers. Gets it on there to Norman. Norman to Kafusi. Kafusi flicks it out the back as he's tackled. Fights Mbai. Got away from Frizzell. Great tackle by Pierce down low. 19 out. As Mbai gets up slowly, tries to milk the penalty. Played to Norman. Norman gets it onto Offahen Gowie. He just hits it up for a settler. Up to the 10 now. On tackle three. And it'll be played back to Hunt. He floats a bad pass. Cherry Evans reaches up. Short pass. Papali. Papali. He got over. He got over near the post. This is incredible. This is extraordinary. We have seen so many miracles in State of Origin. But this shapes as one of the biggest of them all. 20-18. And the kick will be from next to the post.
Well, you make your own fairy tale. Ethan Lowe. Some didn't know whether he should be here, but he put his body on the line, charged down in the good field position, and that man Cherry Evans weighs it up. Papali, he's had a stormer. What a try. Queensland, they're not dead. They're right back in this game.
Dan, you sit next to the post. I've got to disagree. For a guy that hasn't kicked a lot at this level, to have the game on the line and have a kick from 15 metres in from the right-hand
you're right.
side of the midfield, it is a tough position.
You're right. It's a little wider than I thought. And
the emotion, he's had the charge down.
You've got to secretly admire the tenacity of these Queenslanders as a New South Welshman. That's just an unbelievable comeback from nowhere. It started with, well, I don't know how it started, but the kick from, the tackle from Trbojevic meant nothing because they've scored two tries since that.
The kick predictor says 76%, but that doesn't take into account the moment. Ethan Lowe, is this to send us to Origin decider Golden Point? Imagine what is going through that young man's mind right now. Right side of the post. He comes in. He moves in. He got it! He got it! It's 20 all! Wow. We still have 2 minutes of regulation to go.
He's got ice through his veins, Ethan Lowe. My goodness. What a debut.
I knew he was worth selecting. I knew he belonged down here.
How fitting Josh Papali scores the try. Magnificent in the first half.
That's a good kick.
That's a great kick.
That is a good kick. That'd really good. Well struck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tell you, it's probably a couple of minutes James Maloney would like to have back again. Gets his kick charge down. Yeah. And then comes up with a miss on Papali.
Now we know that Cherry Evans can kick him from distance. We know Norman has a pretty good field goal range. Can they get close enough for a shot before Golden Point?
Well, they need a penalty,
this
I reckon.
This is ridiculous.
They need
really
a piggyback. Get down there.
It never ceases to amaze. State of Origin. It's done it again as Kafusi hits it up on play two. They just need to get through without an error, the Queensland side. Here's Papali hitting it up, and he's brought down 25 from their own line. Hunt now to Norman. Norman to Kafusi. He's lifted, and he's taken around the ankles by Pierce and up top by Tom Trbojevic. Play to Hunt. Runs out of dummy half. Bumps his way to the line. Gets up and goes again. Throws it left out to Mbai. Into the backfield. Dropped out 35 out. Now they can have a shot. Last tackle. Almost a penalty. Almost a penalty. He was knocked over a second time, but they've swallowed the whistles. Cherry Evans. No, he goes to the air. The conservative play, trying to pin Ferguson. Ferguson catches it and is brought down. But they're 90 metres from the try line, the Blues. 1:10 to go. 20 points all.
What a game!
Tedesco goes up the middle and he's brought down here. Play back to Cook. Throws left to Maloney. Maloney puts on a left foot step and is dropped down. They're going nowhere in this set. It comes to Cordner. They're going to have to find touch at the end of this. Cordner's dropped down, played to Cook, throws to Murray. Murray then sends it on to Pierce, who didn't really want it.
Get
then
to
gives
me.
It to Tom Trbojevic, out to Ferguson, runs down the sideline. He's ankle tapped, but he stands his ground, throws it infield to Nesta. 15 out, pins the easement, goes for the line, scores, scores. New South Wales win, New South Wales win with a try. 27 seconds to go. You can't write this stuff.
No obstruction. No impact on the
You couldn't write a script.
On the field.
We're going upstairs.
I can't believe that.
But the Blues have gone the length of the field to steal the game.
What are they looking
There's
at?
No obstruction, the lead up, no impact of the defence. We're playing on to this point.
Did Ferguson put his foot on the touchline?
No.
Blake Ferguson remains in the field of play.
Unbelievable.
Well, this game was about the Mitchell Pearce redemption. But what about the Blake Ferguson redemption?
Tedesco.
As Tedesco. We said how fitting it was for Papali to score to the other end.
The ball in their
but
goal.
James Tedesco has owned this series. And he scores in the corner. Here comes confirmation.
What a game. Rugby league's been the winner here, boys.
82,000 go nuts. And there's no way back for the magnificent Maroons. My God, they had been gallant.
Oh, yeah.
But New South Wales, for 4 decades, their downfall in Origin has been the big moment. Well, they have come up big with 30 seconds to go.
First time they've defended a title since 2005, Dan. It's been a long time coming, but New South Wales, they go back to back and they earned that one. Full credit to Queensland, what an amazing series, but to have a series decided in the last 20 seconds of a match is just unbelievable.
Who threw that pass? Who threw the cutout pass?
Mitchell Pearce. Mitchell Pearce threw it to Tommy Trbojevic, and then he did a lovely number. Little two-on-one, get Fergo in the clear, and then, well, the rest, as they say, Dan, is history.
You think you've seen it all in State of Origin. We've never seen a last 6 minutes like that. No, Queensland never. Scored two tries, and then the Blues score with 20 seconds to go.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Well done, New South Wales. I'm shattered. I thought we came back. I thought we did something special then.
You know what, Wendell? I reckon the Maroons did do something special.
Yeah,
they did.
They had no right to tie that game. They were badly beaten in that second half, but it was their spirit that kept them in this. Well, now, there needs to be a kick at goal here.
Yeah, there's issues here because Queensland have basically walked to the... That was scored in the north-eastern corner, and the Queensland side have made their way over here to the bench.
Wow.
But someone does need to take the kick for goal, and that'll be James Maloney, you would imagine. But,
come off the hour, coming for man, James Tedesco. What a game. What a game from the...
Unbelievable. He's the best player in the world at the moment. He just...
To excel at this level, Dylan, he's just the best.
But he does it time and time again.
Yeah, in Origin.
Here is Maloney, the kick at goal. And he has got that.
Oh, of course he has.
26-20 as he is embraced by Tyson Frizzell, who lifts him up. This is a win for the ages. New South Wales have held on and come up with a miraculous play to win the 2019 Origin Series.